It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, as he does every other week, I have got Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're going to talk about some events that are coming up in Emery County. We always like to spotlight one department and shine a spotlight on them. Maybe they don't get a lot of recognition, and we're going to let everybody know about some of the great things that that department does in the community. And then we'll talk about the latest commission meeting, what went on, and a couple of topics we'll get to when we get to that. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You bet. Thanks, Dave.
So let's start right out of the gate with events that are coming up in Emery County. I know we've got the winter coming in, and the weather is kind of making people stay home a little bit more, but we still have a great event that's coming up. It's about the second or third year that they've done this one, isn't it?
Yes, yep. With the finally the weather coming in, I brushed the snow off my vehicle this morning, but yeah, so Beat the Winter Blues Festival. This kind of gets people out of their house. It's a little festival in the rec center. There's booths, there's food, entertainment. It's just a lot of fun.
And that, once again, is coming up January 26th and 27th. You can get out and get out of the house and take your friends and your family and go have a good time down there at the rec center. Lots of things that are tied into that. I know there's the free ice skating on Friday night, hay rides, and as you said, booths and food and crafts and all kinds of cool stuff.
You bet.
All right. So the other thing we need to talk about, because we never really discussed it much, and it's already has, you know, come and gone, but we had to cancel the Millsite on Ice tournament, or postpone it, I guess I should say, because there was really good ice and then one windstorm and it was all gone, right?
Yeah, so it needed to be moved. The ice was safe 1 week, and we had our fingers crossed, and then the wind came in. I think everybody probably looked at their shingles to make sure they were still there. But yeah, it blew the wind and the ice, and the ice moved with it. So it had to be rescheduled due to safety. The state park asked to postpone. So that will happen in April. So it'll be an ice off tournament. They don't feel like the ice will get safe throughout the winter if it's not safe at this point. So you can still sign up for the tournament if you are interested. Maybe you weren't an ice fisherman, but you enjoy fishing from a small boat. I don't think they're allowing boats out there, but anything that's non-motorized, but you can have battery operated or smaller little tin boats that can go out. But sad that it had to be postponed, but we're excited that it's still going to happen.
Well, and plus it was all about safety, so that's the important thing.
Yeah, it's about safety.
All right, and speaking of safety, this week you want to spotlight the Sheriff's Department in Emery County.
You bet. So the Sheriff's Office, and you know, sometimes they, you know, get not overlooked, but we wanted to highlight them and the good that they do in our community. They manage our fleet of vehicles for the county. They're very proactive. They've had a few big drug busts in the last few months in Green River through I-70, and trying to keep our community safe that way. And then their community involvement. And then we do have an officer in the school that is really good. He teaches a class. Our goal is to try to, you know, if that's where kids want to go for employment in the future, in law enforcement, the sheriff and that office has done a great job to help promote potential employees in the future and just been very community involved, so it's been nice to see.
Lots of great things happening, keeping everybody safe over there in Emery County. So hats off to the Sheriff's Department, making things function a little bit better over there.
You bet.
All right, so let's talk about, we had a couple of things come up in the last commission meeting that you wanted to discuss. So let's talk about those.
Yeah, a lot of it focuses on economic development, entrepreneurship. We discussed an MOU with Emery County and the Emery County Business Chamber regarding our youth entrepreneurship program. That's a partnership between Utah State University and the Small Business Development Center office. So happy to have them involved, the business chamber, and then the county. And then we have other people that are involved that are interested in the youth learning how to be entrepreneurs. And so that program will start next month. So keep your eyes out if you have youth that are interested in, potentially being an entrepreneur. They have a business idea. The program helps them work through it, even if they don't have an idea, gives them ideas to be an entrepreneur. So that was discussed. We're excited about that. And then the other one would be our business improvement grant. We allocated some ARPA funds. Those funds are COVID funds that need to be spent on business development, and those funds need to be spent on improving business and community. So we were able to allocate some funds for that. So if you have a current business that maybe you're in need of signage, and I know we talked a little bit about this a couple weeks ago, but there are some capital things that this program will fund, a percentage of capital. So if a business needs some equipment or facade improvements or redoing their bathrooms, or this can be used for a lot of things to improve your business. So please reach out. There's money there to help.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Commissioner Jordan Leonard of Emery County. A lot of great things coming up, and a lot of things that, especially if you're a business owner and you're looking to do some improvements, there is money available to help. Give them a call down there, and they can help you out. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really do appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.